Reading the news this morning, the Northern Territory coroner will hand down her findings today to the death of baby Azaria Chamberlain. Azaria's mother, Lindy Chamberlain Creighton, is in Darwin for the findings. She's hoping the coroner will officially blame a dingo for the death of Azaria near Uluru in 1980. Australian lawyer Melinda Taylor has been moved to a Libyan prison for up to 45 days. Libyan officials are investigating allegations of spying. Ms. Taylor is one of four lawyers from the International Criminal Court who've been detained after talking to Colonel Gaddafi's son. Britain's former Prime Minister Gordon Brown has accused Rupert Murdoch of lying about an angry phone call between the two. Murdoch has told the Leveson inquiry Mr. Brown made an angry phone call to him after the Sun newspaper switched its support to the Conservative Party. Mr. Brown says there was no such conversation. Another violent storm is due to hit the southwest of WA later today. Towns from Geraldton to Esperance are still cleaning up from extensive damage caused by cyclonic winds on Sunday. Tens of thousands of homes are also still without power. The New South Wales Treasurer brings down his second budget today. It's expected to reveal job cuts, asset sales and an $826 million deficit. Mike Baird says the state will lose more than $5 billion in GST revenue.